A political battle is taking shape for Prime Minister of Iraq. Today, the man who holds the job on an interim basis, Ayad Alawi, announced that he wants to keep it in the new transitional government, and he said that he will form a national coalition to back his bid. Alawi's party captured 14% of the vote in the January 30th elections. He now faces tough competition from Shiite politicians who captured the largest share of the votes. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Baghdad. Anthony, where does Alawi expect to draw his support from?
Well, today in a press conference, Alawi did not say exactly who would be in his coalition. He did say that he was expecting to draw support from some of the smaller slates of candidates that ran in the election. There are smaller parties like the monarchists and the communists, who combined to take around 12% of the vote. Now, that in itself would not be enough. He would also need to try to draw off members from the bigger tickets, like the United Iraqi Alliance and the Kurdish parties, and he'd be trying to get members from those blocs who are not completely comfortable or satisfied with Ibrahim Jafri, who's the nominee for prime minister of the main Shiite party, the United Iraqi Alliance.
And Alawi, what sort of platform will he be running on?
Well, what Alawi said today is that, on one main point, he believes in a liberal Iraq, not one that is run by political Islamists. And that's essentially what Ibrahim Jafri is. Now, in public, Alawi was very complimentary towards Jafri, but he was obviously addressing some people's worries about Jafri's previous promise to make Islamic law a cornerstone of Iraq's constitution. Now, he's similar to Jafri in that he says he wants to encourage Sunni Muslims to participate in the government, and I think that's because everyone realizes that Sunni participation is important to diffusing the ongoing insurgency.
As prime minister of the transitional government, he's had a great deal of visibility. What are his chances now?
We have to say that his chances are slim and that he's still an underdog, but that at this point nothing's impossible. Now, first, you know, numerically, it would be quite a feat for him to pull this off and become prime minister. In the general elections, he got only 40 seats in parliament, and to get a majority there to back him, he'd have to more than quadruple that number. Now, that would be the equivalent of basically pulling the entire Shiite coalition out from under Ibrahim Jafri. That would be very tough to do. Now, that said, it's important to remember, I think, that all the political lines and coalitions here are still very fluid, and politicians will probably back whoever gives them the best deal.
What happens if he doesn't get the prime minister's job?
Well, that doesn't mean he's just going to exit the political stage. That's not what people here understand that bit of his to mean. Most people expect that he'll just try to accumulate the most backing and the most supporters he can, and then parlay that into the highest government post he can get. So if he doesn't get prime minister, then he'd probably shoot for a key cabinet position, like, say, Minister of the Interior, Minister of Defense, Minister of Foreign Affairs, or something like that. In any event, we think it'll probably take weeks before all the horse trading is finished and the winners are announced. Remember that by law, on paper at least, the choice of prime minister requires the approval of the executive and the legislature, but in reality, all the deals are done and all the positions are decided on beforehand and then rubber-stamped by the executive and the legislature. Now, this process is not very transparent, but we can at least say it's pretty competitive.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn from Baghdad. Thank you.